you'll see Santa's on his way. Fill his sleigh with things for you and for me. It's the time of year when the world falls in love. Every song we hear seems to say, Merry Christmas. May your dear dreams come true. And this song of mine, three-quarter time, wishes you yours the same. This mic stand will not go down. So I think I'm going to stand on my toes. And you know, tonight's just going to be... that. You know what? Whatever you want to... just while Jesse's working on that, I'll talk. How you doing this evening? You ever just have one of those days... ever just have one of those weeks?
Yeah.
Years, yeah. Our bus broke down two nights ago. We took a 15-passenger van to Baltimore. Did you figure it out? I ain't that tall. Yeah. One of you come up here and hold the microphone. I was just joking. Appreciate that. It's just been one of those past few days for us. And what makes it even more interesting is that we have these extremely classy and professional musicians up here on stage. Give them a round of applause. Everyone, thank you for the past 2 days. They're so professional and really well put together. Well, most of them are. Really well put together, and I'm just controversy king and scandal, the sultan of scandal, putting my hand over people's mouths all the time. Not that there's anything wrong with that, because you know sometimes people need it. You know, it's been 3 weeks since we had two weeks, you figure it out? Just no clue, really. Let's all pray. It's been a few weeks since we've had a scandal, and so we're due one. Your upcoming issue of the National Enquirer will include a brand new, fresh scandal with Clay Aiken. Apparently, I have a love child. Somewhere in Charlotte, North Carolina, from a girl I've never met in my life, but I'm used to that. So we're just gonna try to have a good holiday season tonight. If it's just tonight, that's what our goal is. The stage is so nicely decorated. We've got these great musicians on stage, and we've had a great time the past few nights, the past week or so with this show, and it's really been a pleasure. It's always a great joy to come out of the holiday season and sing, because we get to sing songs that I love to do because they have a great message. When I was in high school in ninth grade, my high school choir teacher introduced me. Can you guys hear me? I can't have two microphones. I'm also, we're family here, right? Can you just excuse us for a minute while we figure something out? Which microphone am I supposed to use? This one that I walked out with, or the one that I'm using? Okay, so I'm doing the right thing. I hope you guys heard that first song, because I don't even know if that microphone's on. Oh, look at this. Okay, I'll make it right now anyway. But now I have two. I can use either one. So like I was saying, when I was in high school and I was in ninth grade, my choir teacher introduced us to a song that I'd never heard before, a Christmas song that I'd never heard before, and it became one of my very favorite Christmas songs. So when we did an album in 2004, we decided to include it on the album. It's called Merry Christmas with Love, and we need it right now. Thank you. of song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. You can build a snowman and pretend that he's Carson Brown. He'll say, I ain't married, we'll say, no man. But you can do the job in your town. Later on, we'll inspire as we dream by the fire. To face on a parade the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
With your binoculars?
You what? You're checking out my highlights. Can you see the gray hairs? I got up a little older. And, I'm sorry? You had yours covered yesterday. See, we are family, folks. Would you share it all? Anybody else cover up their gray hair? You do? I know my mama does. I'm not going to try to lie. She's sitting right here in the front row, and I'm probably in trouble. My mom's here now. I just made fun of her for using her binoculars, and you were there last night too, weren't you? With those binoculars too. Your eye still—you got that scratch on your eye you told me about, right? My older brother's here somewhere too. Where is there? He is right there. My older brother's right there, Jeff. Voluntarily. I know there are a number of others who are not here voluntarily. You're saying he was dragged here? Oh, you came voluntarily, sir. Well, who are you with? Okay, good. And who's the listener at home? Her or you? Who started it? Oh, you both are. Oh, wow, and you admit that. Very gentle. You voted for me. People voted for me, and I look at people when they say, I voted for you, and I say, you lied. Because I tell you what, if every person who's told me they voted for me voted for me just one time, I might have won them. But no, sir, are you here voluntarily? It's okay, you can admit it. I'm sorry? I brought my wife. That's a very safe answer. You brought your wife. Which one's your wife? Right here. The body language right here between the two of you is not so great. She's like... Yeah, I'm with him. What's your name? Your name, sir? Yeah, I'm making fun of you. No, I'm not making fun of you. I'm thrilled that you came. What's your name? Mitch. And what's your name, ma'am? Bobby. Are you two from around here? Are you? You're both from the Hampton Roads area, from Norfolk, from Williamsburg. Williamsburg. Okay, so that's a good clip. How long is that? Like an hour and a half? Oh, 40 minutes, that's it. Okay, well, I'm in Princeton. No, I ain't. You came from Indiana. She's like, listen, talk to me. I came a long way. Does anybody come from further than Indiana by applause? You came from, where did you come from? Minnesota. Texas. Who's from Texas? You came from Texas? You're from Texas?
Florida.
How long did you drive from there? You flew. Now, did you come voluntarily? He didn't even try to lie. He said, no. Mama, he said his mom brought him. Now, who else came with you? Three generations. Now, who else came? Your husband sitting way behind you. Your oldest son also sitting behind you. Oh, happy birthday to you. Okay, I'm getting the whole family. I'm gonna sit down for this. Jesus. When you're done, you let me know. Who else you brought with you? Rebecca. Say hey to Rebecca. Expecting your fourth grandchild. I'm just gonna relay the first message to you because she has taken over this program. And who is sitting now? Who's sitting beside you? Granddaughter Katie, and are you two? Your best friend Kim. Just moved to Raleigh. Okay, I hope you're not stalking me. Okay, so you bought how many tickets for the show? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. 18 tickets. There are 8 people. The whole row. The whole row. Thank you. Now, how did you end up with the front 3 seats right here? Just keep on clapping. You just, by yourself, you just clap until you are tired. Whoever you are, you just keep it up. By yourself. Make sure you don't steal nothing. You ended up with 3 seats up here in the front. Order 16. Mm-hmm. Do you remember his name, the guy who called you? What was his name? Oh, Tarek was his name. Do you remember the phone number? Can I hear? Hello, here. I do. We're getting to know each other. Tarek has met me before. I think his name is Tarek. You guys don't mind. I'm just socializing here. I'm making a new friend. While we're doing this, feel free to make a friend around you. Talk to whoever you're near. Chances are, they've probably been to another show. Oh, his name is Tori. Oh, my God. She got out of her seat and walked all the way to here. You are brave. You know how big your room is?
You might need him at some other point.
You know what? We'll sing this song for you. How about that? You're probably right. I probably do.
But you stop clapping. What's going on? Just the one person.
Oh, the host knows. Chestnuts are roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost slipping out of your nose. The old-time carols being sung by the choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe. They know that Santa's
mother's child is gonna spy to see the reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering some presents to kids from 1 to 9. All those who say many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
Sorry, this wasn't scripted, I know. Sometimes I just get bored. Since we're family and all, let me tell you what happens when I go around my family. My mom's here, I've got a lot of family in the back there with my brother. That's Jaden, Tommy, I'm talking to you. And when I go to my family at Christmas, they don't tend to grab me or scream, you know, and pull it and all that, or scream or all that stuff. So since we're family, I'm gonna come out there for a second. And do something I'm probably gonna be in trouble.
Look at Jesse's up there going, Jesus, what's gonna happen?
We'll sing this song out here in the audience for just a second, because in a minute, we're gonna get a solo by a man named Trent Irby back there in the back on flugelhorn, is that right? Flugelhorn. This is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, okay? See now, we're family. Now, my family doesn't do this mess right here. Now what happens if I hug you? I'm going to have to hug every single person I walk by. You're right. See, she said, yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Nobody it's my birthday!
It's her birthday, too. I'll sing it to you instead. How's that, okay? Jane. Elaine, you're going to get beat up after you leave this place. You know that? All these people are going to be mad at you. Have a seat, Elaine.
Time came for love. Now all
gotta go back to the staircase like an old man. Hold on. When you come to this show. So you're going to leave here with a little education tonight. Aren't you excited about that? You're more excited about that than this, right? I imagine so. So what we do every evening here is we do a word of the night, a fancy Italian word of the night, a musical term, because, you know, I'm not used to having a full orchestra up here on stage with me, so I need to learn, if we're going to do this and continue to do this through the Christmas season, I need to learn, you know, what gibberish they're talking when they're doing a rehearsal. So we've done fermata as a word. We did crescendo and decrescendo, all these fancy musical terms that you use every day. It's just like second nature to you, isn't it? I say fermata. And she knows, I don't remember what it means. She knows what it means. Last night our word was tremolo. Oh, so I have to ask you, were you there? Or you were just reading it on the internet? Last night's word was tremolo, which was, since you were, what's it mean? Oh God, I wasn't listening to you when you were talking. I just read the sign. Jamie, what's tonight's word of the night? Let's bring her out here and see what we got. Tonight's word, oh, that's a big one. Hold it up high for us, Jamie. Let's see what we got. You're going to have to hit her with a spotlight there. There she is. Tonight's word is pizzicato. Pizzicato. Oh, pizzicato.
Pizzicato is a...
Pizzicato. Pizzicato. Give Jamie a round of applause. Very nicely done, Jamie. Our word of the night is pizzicato. Anybody know what pizzicato means? Oh, don't act. You know some of you... I'm sorry? Who knows? Who knows? How old are you? You're 12. Do you like... Are you a music student? Are you? Well, then you're cheating. You're 12. Now all these adults are going to get shown up by a 12-year-old here in a second. I have a feeling. What's your name? Sarah. Where do you... How old are you? I told you. Who's my 12-year-old now? Me. Sarah, how old are you? So you're 12. Thank you very much. I'll do the talking. You just join that person over there and just clap, okay? Sarah, where do you go to school? I'm sorry? Lansdowne, or what grade are you in? Seventh grade, sorry. And you take, what kind of music do you take? Oh, she takes violin and piano, so she's really cheating. I know that you know what this means, okay? So I'm going to come back to you if these other people don't know what it means, okay? I promise I'll let you tell. Anybody else want to know what it means? Anybody else want to give it a try? Or you want to get it? Somebody else, come on, you know you're going to get it wrong. Don't be ashamed. See, now look what you've done. Nobody wants to raise their hand because they know that you're going to show them up in a minute. They did everything last night.
Right here.
Hold on.
Right here.
Do I have a collar around my neck? Anybody over there? You want to give it a shot?
No.
They're volunteering you right back there in the white with the scarf. Yes. Okay, Sarah, she got it right, so I'm going to let you come up here and tell them on the mic. Come over here, Sarah. Come on. You raised your hand, honey. Everybody give Sarah a round of applause. She's even got music. She's even got music on her show.
It's plucking.
Plucking what? A chicken? Plucking on the violin. Now, do you do that in your class? You do. So you're well aware of what pizzicato means. Very nicely done. Give Sarah a round of applause. Julius is going to make me look even stupider. Julius, tell us all about pizzicato.
Pizzicato comes from the Italian word pizzicato. It's to pinch, actually, not to pluck.
I feel like I need a rose in my mouth when you do that. Give it up for Julius. Thank you very much. Like a lot of pizzicato women. Here we go. Give it up. Take over. I thought you guys figured this out this afternoon. And somebody just loves doing it so much they just kept on. Thank you. Pizzicato, that's your word for the day. Now, there will be a test at the end of the tour on the website or something. You know you'll be on there. The Ed Walters Orchestra, a lot of these guys are from Northern Virginia into Maryland and Washington, D.C. area. They've been with us, like I said, for two nights. And they are not just extremely talented, but they are a lot of fun. And we've really been fortunate to have them with us this evening and last evening. Ed Walters is somewhere around here. He's over there. Hit him with the spotlight on the very far side. Right there. All the way, all the way, all the way, all the way. There he is. Give him a round of applause. You heard how great they were.
and you'll continue to hear all of that.
Oh boy, I'm really weirded out. Do I have a booger?
Check to be sure. A few nights ago, I had a lady on the front row whisper that my fly was down, and I checked it, and it wasn't down. It's just that I have, you know, I've gotten older and fatter in the last few years, and my pants were stretched so they looked like my fly was up. So when you have those binoculars, I get a little worried. That's what you're, that you're looking at my crotch or something. I'm afraid of some of you folks. And you I'm a little worried about too, because I don't understand why you want to be on the phone when I'm up here trying to do a show. Yes. Yes, and you thought putting my hand over somebody's mouth was rude. Are you on the telephone? You're on the telephone. She ain't even ashamed of it. What's so important? What you gonna do? Oh, she's from Raleigh, so it's all okay. Never mind. Just feel fine. Talk on the phone. She's what? You were just... What are you doing? You're doing it too. Your phone is from Missouri. Congratulations. You need better phones in Missouri or something? Your friend is from Missouri. Well, call them later. I worked hard on this. It took me 20 minutes to squeeze into this sweater. So you're just, both of you are, you're holding your phone up like this, like someone's listening in. So are you just, what, she's listening to the whole concert? Did she not want to buy a ticket? How much did you pay for your ticket? How much? $75. Don't you want to kick this woman's tail up? You do? Feel free, go ahead. She looks like she's feisty too. And you're just stealing my show. What's your friend's name? Carol. Carol from Raleigh. Where she live? Ask her where she lives. She doesn't know? No, I don't know her. Ask where she lives. What's her address?
I'll give you mine.
Well, I didn't ask you to talk. Glen Harden Drive. I'm going to send her a bill. How can you? What? Well, she's going to help me out, too. She's going to drive it right down to her. Ask her if she has a song she wants me to sing. Where's my stool? Jesse, you stand up. I'll sit on yours. She has a song she wants me to sing. No, I didn't ask you! I did that one already. She wouldn't listen. She must have gone to the bathroom with you. She's nervous. You know what? These people paid so much money for their ticket, I ain't singing for her.